any teacher would probably say teaching is really about building relationships with your students and really getting to know your students and getting to know their families. And that's been probably the most beautiful thing about the remote learning experience is that, you know, we've been able to, you know, see them at home and see them in their environment. And we've dug deep to really get to know like our families and cultures that they represent and, you know, how proud that they are of that. And so for me, and I know other educators out there, we definitely want to make sure that we are highlighting Black History Month in February, but it is not the only month that we are talking about Black history.
Really, ideally, we'd want to intertwine Black history into everything because Black history is American history. It's just looking at curriculum, you know, and how can I diversify this and how can I include this?
So, Alyssa, what are your plans this year for incorporating Black history in your curriculum?
So we kind of started early just because of current events.
When we went into the election time, we did not spend a lot of time going back and forth between the debate of who's Democrat and who's Republican, but we started to focus on like the importance of voting. And then we started educating kids on who had voting rights so they could see like how empowering it was that they could use their voice for change. And so when kids saw that, you know, at one point in time, women in our country couldn't vote, or at one point in time, you know, African Americans couldn't vote, or Indian Americans couldn't vote.
So we had the inauguration with, now we have a female Black vice president. We had Martin Luther King Day where we had a day off school. And then with asynchronous, they're still checking Google Classroom. So I was able to post some cool things to Google Classroom and they were checking and commenting and things like that.
Cameo, what is something teachers need to keep in mind when designing Black history curriculum?
I don't think you can talk about Dr. King without talking about Malcolm X. I don't think you can, you know, talk about the whole civil rights movement without talking about the Birmingham Crusade and Rosa Parks and Ruby Bridges. So you're talking about, you know, the segregation part of it, but you're also talking about the desegregation part of it, the aftermath of everything. And so, you know, we're constantly diving deep.
Just really last week, we've kind of tried to dive into influential Black Americans. So scientists, inventors, poets, writers, athletes, musicians. So just trying to broaden and introduce my students to more than just who's typically represented.
You know, I think as educators, we want to always shine a light on Dr. King, right? But in another sense of that, like we don't want to walk away with our kids only knowing 3 African Americans in history.
Cameo, how do you do a deep dive of Black history with 3rd and 4th graders, especially when it comes to the not so pretty parts of Black history?
It can be difficult. It can be challenging. But again, it really goes back to really creating a safe and a brave safe. Today, we talked about the Birmingham Crusade and how the children started marching. You know, like I need them to be brave enough. I need them to trust me enough that they feel comfortable sharing their ideas, that they feel comfortable sharing their opinions, even whether it's against my own and my own, what I think about the situation. But I think it just goes back to that. Like, you know, when I teach, I'm just keeping everybody in mind. I want everybody to feel comfortable with what we're teaching, even though there are going to be parts and times when it might be uncomfortable.
But I think like, and you talk to any teacher, we all say the same thing, teachable moment. Don't avoid it. And this is a pep talk to myself, like, don't avoid it. Be okay with being uncomfortable.
That's why we have to create that safe space for students. We have to educate students on diversity. We've got to educate students on race and what it means. And so it's always a teachable moment when we can, you know, learn from each other. And it's really about creating a safe space for kids. You know, like when they trust you and they feel like, and they trust their classmates, then they are more likely to be in tune to what I'm teaching them and want to learn from each other in that space. From that space, it goes from the safe space to then a brave space. You know, then they're brave enough to share their ideas and their questions. These kids that are coming through right now, they're our world changers. They're going to be the agents of change for us. I do believe it, because their way of thinking, their way of doing things, their way of looking at situations is just so awesome to me. Like I feel like I learn from them, you know, every single day.